This call is now being recorded.
Katie.
Bill.
I thought they were fixed.
They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's
next? He can kind of, we're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie.
And Candace. And this is,
well,
we tried.
Oh,
I don't think that'll ever not be awkward.
Every time we hit record, there's always like that brief moment of silence and then awkwardness, and then we're just like super excited.
It's almost like, it's not like we have to get into character, but it's like I have to tell myself like don't be boring. Not like don't be boring, but like say something.
Don't be boring, Candace. Shut up.
It starts now. Go.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. You gotta like get in like the mindset, you know. But yeah. This episode won't be boring because this episode is about the Kardashians.
Yes, I am so excited to talk about the Kardashians because whether people love them or hate them, like there's just so much you could say about them. Like you could talk for a very long time about the Kardashians.
And whether you care about them, whether you follow them or like watch their show, like you know who they are and you know like something about them.
Yeah.
Like I would love to meet somebody who like is like, who? Kardashian? How do you spell that? Like who?
How many daughters do they have?
Like, yeah.
Wait, who is it? Kimberly? Courtney?
Is that a sports strength? Kardashian?
And you have that one kid that's like, that one girl is like, oh yeah, Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Kylie, Kendall. Like, okay.
You know everything. Yeah, those girls who like train their boyfriends to like know all the Kardashians.
I mean, come on. Like, you can't say that you're in touch with pop culture if you don't know who the Kardashians are. Just the Kardashians, but, like, the Kardashians and, like, that circle. Like that brand out from the Kardashians.
Yeah. You have to know at least something.
So, that's what we're covering in this episode, you guys. We're just, honestly, we're just going to talk about it and give our opinions on the family or certain members or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Drama that has happened. And so, stay tuned because it's going to be a good one.
This is kind of fun because technically the very, very first recording we ever did and like potential hopes of it being like something of a podcast, we talked about the Kardashians.
We did. Actually, it's in our intro music. If you guys listen, we talk about Kanye. Or like we talked about the Kardashians, but I used the Kanye clip. But
yeah, we kind of lead it into Kanye a little bit and then lead it out. So we're making full circles here, people.
Yes, we are. We are. And also, I would just like to preface, I'm currently watching my sister's dog right now. So if you guys hear me like snapping or hear little like tippy tappies, that's him walking around in my room because I don't trust him to be in his room by himself and I don't want to put him in a kennel. So, you know, just the duty. You guys should understand.
Doing that mom snap. Like when moms are on the phone, you're like snapping them.
Yeah, and then he like looks at me like I just like killed his whole family. Yeah.
So when and how did you start watching the Kardashians? Like what got you, did you watch it from like episode one, season one, or did you jump in?
I don't remember if I started all the way from season one, but it was like when I do remember Kylie and Kendall being like super young. Well, not super young, like young when I started. And really, my mom, we're big E, like E Network. Like, we like to watch all the E shows.
Uh huh.
So, my mom, I think, started watching it first. And then I just kind of liked the whole idea of like, I mean, I was young. So, like, rich girls' lifestyle. Like, I was like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
So, I started watching it then. And it wasn't until I got older that I was like, why do we care so much about this family? But then after that, I realized, like, they're just interesting people in general.
Yeah, it's just entertaining.
I just kind of kept watching just because I was like, well, I gotta know, like, did Courtney and Scott get back together? Like,
oh my God.
Deal? Like, I had to just, at that point, I was too, and I think that's what happens. You just get too invested.
You do.
That you can't not know about.
Yeah. And then if you catch, like, something in the news or, like, a commercial, you're like, well, I gotta keep watching. Like, I wanna know.
Exactly.
I started watching, I never really, like, in the beginning, I didn't really care about the Kardashians. Like, I never had, like, an interest, but I'm not really, like, a reality TV kind of person. But my friends in high school, they would always talk about the Kardashians. And I think I was like, okay, I'm just going to, like, try it. Like, I'm just going to, like, watch an episode and see what I think. And I started when, was it Kim and Courtney when they were in New York City for that season?
Oh, the spin-off shows?
Yeah, that's where I started it from. It was when she was married to that basketball player.
Oh, Chris?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is interesting. And so I just started watching it ever since. I don't watch it now. Like, I think once I moved out of the house, I kind of, like, I mean, I didn't have cable, so I got out of the house.
I mean, to be fair, like, when I moved to, in college, my freshman year, for some reason, I did have cable. I don't even understand how that happened. I think GCI, like, they did that little thing, come get your cable box or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I think I did keep up a little bit. But then after that, once I got my Fire Stick and just watched, like, exclusively Netflix, like,
game over.
Yeah, nice to, and it's very hard to say I lost, like, I still knew what the family was doing, because literally you can't get on any type of, like, news, anything, without, like, hearing some type of Kardashian drama or announcement or whatever.
Well, and that's the great thing about, like, social media also, is, like, you are still able to, like, keep up with the Kardashians, but you didn't have to necessarily watch the show.
Yeah.
It's like, you would, even in the news, you would hear, like, events that would happen, and if you really cared, okay, then you're going to tune in a few months to see, like, the details of it, but it's like you're able to still keep up with them and not really watch it.
So, okay, so here's my question. Who is your favorite, I don't want to say character, because they're not, like, a show, but, like, who's your favorite sister, or just, I guess, family member, because including, like, Scott and Corey and and Tristan and any other and person that's related to them or in their family.
I definitely, my favorite has definitely changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now it's Kim.
Kim?
Yeah, I just feel like right now, like, she's changed a lot, but she's just so grounded. I don't know. When they, like, argue about things, I feel like she makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I usually am, like, rooting for, like, I'm siding with her viewpoint. I'm just kind of like, yeah, that makes a little bit more sense. Even though, yeah, Kim can still be ridiculous. I mean, they all can. Yeah. I used to really like Courtney, because Courtney used to be, like, super laid back and chill. Like, she just didn't let things bother her. Mm-hmm. But I feel like within the last few years, she got a little crazy to her. Like, it just went to her head, I think, a lot more.
Well, I think with Courtney, she, like, prior to the success now, I feel like she was the more laid back sister, but I think they kind of went in reverse, whereas, like, Kim and Khloé have always been kind of dramatic, and Courtney's been whatever, but now that Courtney's doing, like, her own, like, she's single, she's, like, now it's kind of, she, I think it's, like, in her head, she's, like, it's my turn to, like, not be so, like, the responsible one, the laid back one. Like, so she's doing the same stuff that they did, it's just, like, flip-flopped. Like, she's the older sister, acting like the younger sister, and now the younger sisters are kind of, like, getting to where Courtney was.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, I feel like they all have, they're all pretty, I mean, they're all dramatic, but I feel like they've all kind of chilled from, like, where they began, just with everything. Like, they just, their fights seem more mature to me. I mean, they still can be, like, childish, but I think people forget that these are,
but, like, they're older.
Mm-hmm. And, like, when you've, like, I have such petty fights with my sister, like, such little petty fights, because we're sisters. That's what you do when you're a sister. So people forget, they're, like, celebrities and they're, like, millionaires, but they're also just sisters, and you're just going to pick on your sister for what she wears, what she eats, what she looks like, what she said 2 weeks ago. Like, that's what you do as sisters. I would be really uncomfortable if, like, they were, like, all friends forever and, like, never had any argument.
Yeah.
I would be like, this is a that's fake to me. That's really fake to me.
Yeah. Well, and they're with each other all the time. It's gonna happen. And they all have their own opinions, like, very strong opinions about stuff.
Yeah.
Which is what I love about Khloé, because she's not afraid to, like, I mean, they all kind of call each other out, but Khloé will, like, really call people out.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like. I'm not a huge fan, though, of Chris and, not Chris, Kendall and, what's her sister's name? The other, Jenner's sister.
Kylie?
Yeah. I'm just not a huge fan of them. They just annoy me.
See, I mean, I don't really have anything to say against Kendall because I think that she's not really around in the family, but she does that for logistical reasons. Like she doesn't want her modeling career to be because of her family, even though at some point you have to understand that that's just how it's going to be. But I get why she does that. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just like, I don't really count her in the show because you don't see her
hardly in it.
It's just, and then Kylie, like I go back and forth with Kylie because I feel like I relate to her the most given our age. Like she's younger than me actually.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she's like a year younger than me or same age, something like that. So I relate to her a little bit more just because like what she's going through, technically I could be going through. I mean, I'm not a billionaire, but you know what I'm saying? I think like, with the whole like boy drama and stuff like that, like people also she is like in her early 20s, like homegirl's gonna make mistakes, like I mean, but as far as like I've watched her her YouTube channel and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I think she has a very like Courtney vibe, like beginning of the show
vibe,
because if you look at all the arguments, she just kind of sits there and is like, well, I'm gonna do this, so
she's like super chill.
Yeah, and so like I mean I wouldn't say she's entertaining because she's not the one to like add to the fuel like the three main sisters. Like they're very entertaining to watch because they're always at each other's throats and they always have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
But like Kylie and Kendall are just very like, they're kind of like extras in their own family. But
yeah,
like I wouldn't dislike them, but as far as like entertainment purposes, they're not like my favorite to like watch because it's kind of like, well, what are you doing? Like, you know,
yeah,
more entertaining to watch one Courtney Kylie. I mean, Courtney Kim or Chloe than it is them.
Yeah, most definitely.
Or Chris. Chris is entertaining.
And Rob is my least favorite.
See, he actually used to be one of my. He actually used to him and Scott like, or him and Lamar actually. I used to love them together.
Oh.
But then it's just like, what are you doing? Like you have. You have such a high platform to go do anything off of.
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything, like, not, like, just anything. Like, literally. I mean, he started his whole sock line, but, like.
Yeah. Well, and his family wants to help him. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Like, his family's there for him. They want to, like, if he said, I want to go and do this, they would, like, give him all the resources and hook him up with people that they know to help him.
Yeah, I just think he lacks the motivation to do it.
Yeah. Which I'm sure it's hard. I mean, being the only boy and not having his father there, I'm sure it's not easy.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like there's, like, half of the world doesn't have their father involved.
No, it's true.
And it's true. Like, true. They, like, they've come up and they've made a life for themselves and, like, did it. And, like, they didn't come from a multi-million dollar family, so like what's mm-hmm. the reasoning for not taking advantage of that? But at the same time,
definitely.
I guess it's like maybe he doesn't, like it's almost like when the rich kid like rebels against his family, like I'd rather be poor, like I hate this life. So like he could just be like, I don't want like the help of my family, like I don't want to be seen as a kid that gets everything, you know, because of where I'm from.
That's true too. It's not a lifestyle for everybody.
Yeah, no. I definitely think some people are born into, like, wealthy families, but that's not, like, who they are. Like, if they could choose, mm-hmm. they would rather not be.
Yeah.
Very true.
Did you hear recently, I think I saw this 2 days ago, that Kourtney Kardashian is leaving the show?
She's always leaving the show.
She said she's doing it because of privacy.
Yeah. She like, I mean, she probably is, but like, she's always said that. Like, it's not a surprise to anyone. Which I wouldn't say is going to be bad because I feel like people watch the show more for, like, I don't want to say Kim, but I think people, by now, the people who watch the show are going to watch the show regardless if Chloe's there. I mean, Courtney's there or not. Like, because they have such a big following now.
Right.
But I do, like, I mean, if your whole life is recorded and, like, put on TV for everyone to watch, so I can see why she might be like, okay, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame her. And they can't, it's not like something they can do forever. I mean, yeah. They could.
I mean, I think they're going to try.
Yeah. No, definitely. I noticed that, and I haven't seen, like, old episodes in, like, a really long time, and I noticed in, like, newer episodes, like, from, like, the last couple of years, it just seemed more, I don't know if forced is the right way to say it, but I remember, like, Chloe making a point about, oh, we have to go over to Kim's house to, like, film the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I get that that's what they do. Like, they have to do that to, like, do the reality show, but it's just, like, it kind of takes, like, the fun out of a reality show, because it's like, oh, you're, like, bringing it to our attention that you're just, like, forcing these interactions for the show.
Yeah, well, and I feel like that's kind of, like, always been, like, but it's, like, I feel like with all reality shows is that you have to know that, like, most of it's not reality.
No, definitely.
And I want to say, was it in an interview? It was in something, one of the sisters, I don't know, mentioned, like, if something happens, sometimes they'll ask them, like, can you reenact, like, what happened so we can, like, get a scene of it? So, like, if something happens behind the scenes, they're like, so technically it happened. Like, it's not fake. Like, the incident isn't fake. Yeah. Just, like, we might be seeing, like, a reenactment of,
yeah,
like, what actually happened. Which, to that point, I'm like, well, then there's some pretty, like, decent actors, because I thought that might have been, like, real time.
That's issue. True.
But, I mean, that makes sense.
It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I get that's what they're doing in reality shows, but it's like, I don't want to know about it, you know? It's like, that ruins the fun for me in a reality show. I like to just pretend that, like, this is really just, like, what's naturally happening in their family.
Well, and I feel like with that family in particular, even though I know that some of it can be reenacted, I'm still as intrigued as I would be mm-hmm. if I didn't know. Like, it's almost like when I watch it, like, my brain's just like, and I'm just, like, watching this nonsense TV, because let's be honest, it is nonsense TV. Like, there's no educational value that you get out of watching besides just, like, I guess, enjoyment or, like, entertainment. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, even, like, with only, but I feel like it's only with this show. Like, there's very few reality TV shows that they can literally come out and say, all of this is fake, and I would still watch it. But, like, the Kardashians are probably one of them. Like, if they came out tomorrow and said, everything's scripted, it's all fake, I feel like I would still be like, well, but what happened, though? Like, I still want to know. Like, can you release the script then so I can figure it out? Like, I want to know.
Can you animate it?
Yeah. Can this be a cartoon then? Like, come on.
I am glad that Kanye, though, had started appearing on it a lot more. Yeah. I know at first he was, like, not into it, but I was happy that he started making appearances, because it was just, I mean, Kanye's just an interesting person.
What happens is people underestimate the popularity of it until they see, like, oh, shit, like, everyone sees me when I'm on the show, and then they want to start coming around more. Mm. And people are like, I don't want to be on your silly family TV show, until they realize, like, oh, shoot, what? How many people watch this show? What kind of ratings do they have? All right, you know, let me, because if you notice, he's on the show a lot more when he has music coming out, when he has a clothing line, his new clothing line coming out. Anytime he has something new going on, you notice there's an increase of him on the show. Why? Because he gets his out there. I mean, it is smart, but at the same time, it's like, you're not slick. Like, we understand. At least I see what you're doing. But, I mean, that's what you do. Like, if you have a wife who's literally in, like, America's royal family, like, I would, hey, guys, like, look at me running my business. Want to help me out? Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
I would take advantage of it, shit.
Yeah, same. Okay, so were you rooting for Courtney and Scott, or are you happy that they're not together? Like, whose side are you on?
I mean, I'm happy that, I think if them being together would have been more toxic for their kids, then I'm happy that they're not together. And it seems like they are doing a decent job, like, co-parenting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the family like there's no like just not being in the family, which I find very similar to my family. Like if I were to have a baby with someone and then we not work out, like I know for a fact my mom would still be like, well, is he going to come, you know, to the dinner? Is he like, so the fact that Scott's still involved in the family.
Yeah.
For the sake of like the kids and stuff. Like I think it's just better that they're not together if that's doing the kids good. And it seems like it is, like they're not fighting. Yeah. There's not all this toxic, whatever. They both seem somewhat happier, but then also at the same time, like selfishly, I think they were happy together. I just think that they couldn't figure out like a compromise. Like they didn't do a good job at combining or like compromising to fit together. They were just like two big forces not willing to mesh.
Yeah, that's fair. Because they were decently good together. Like when they were good, they were good.
Yeah.
They were cute.
Mm-hmm. I think they played off of each other very well. Like they're, mm-hmm. I can see why they were, like why they dated in the first place. I could see like the connection, and like he was very like, Courtney can be Courtney, you know?
Yeah.
And he was very like, he could just take it, you know, like, you know, her little
yeah. comments
or whatever. He was just like, what are you even talking about?
I will say throughout the whole show, Scott has the best lines. Like he has the best jokes, the best comebacks. Like,
yeah,
he's the funniest one, I think.
I freaking love him and Chloe like together. Like,
yeah.
So the Lord and the Lady, like they're just so freaking like, that's my favorite duo. Like I love Lamar and Rob, but then like I love Chloe and Scott.
Talk about in-law goals, right? Like
I know.
Everyone wants to be close to their in-laws like they are. Mm-hmm. It's great.
It is like very like you date the whole family. Like you, mm-hmm. yeah, you're dating just one of the sisters, but like you're going to be in all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're sleeping with just one of them, but you're going to be dating them all.
It's kind of scary if you think about it, like being like an outsider like coming into the family. And I feel like anyone that has a very close family or a big family, like, I'm sure they can relate. But, like, going into a family that's, like, close and tight-knit, like,
yeah,
it must be hard. And so, I mean, I get why some people who are, like,
sure.
opposing to date them because it's, like, are you ready to, like, deal with that? And yeah. sometimes, like, just liking someone isn't enough to, like, go through the ringer of dating yeah. them, especially that family,
because their family's not gonna like give you space. They want to like know everything about you, whether they're asking you or they're finding out behind your back, like
yeah.
They want to know something, they're gonna find out.
Yeah, which I mean, I feel like most families would probably do that. But to them, it's a lot easier for them to just, like, find out, like, your blood type and, like, your yeah. history.
But, like, once you're in with them, you're in. Like, they're pretty loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I find some of their, like, family friends, like, incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
I guess if they all get along. Like, Chloe's friends. What is her name? She's a twin, isn't she?
Malika.
Yeah, oh my god, I cannot stand her. Every time really? She's on camera, I'm like, get out. Like, just go away.
I don't really have any feelings towards her. She's just on the screen.
And like, okay. She's kind of, I mean, she's a decent friend, kind of, but I just think she's there for the drama. Like, she loves the drama when it comes up.
Mm.
That's how it comes across to me. I don't know.
Mm.
I can't stand her.
I don't... Yeah, I mean, I don't even really pay attention to her. At this point, like, I think the only family friend that I liked is Jonathan, and he actually is in the drama, so, like, if anyone is there, like, Jonathan's been in some drama with the family. But yeah. I think he's the only consistent person that's been in Kim's life, like, friend-wise. Yeah. Like, Jonathan's,
yeah.
always, like, there for her or with her or whatever. I know people are like, why are they pop? Like, why? I know, and I get people when they say like, oh my God, like it's just off of a sex tape. Like it's just because like of their bodies or whatever, whatever. But like, if this is just if, so no one get triggered. if you made a sex tape with someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was put on or sold to, and however it was sold, whether it was your mother or whoever, somehow it got leaked and it got sold. And for some random reason, it became like this huge thing, even though you're a nobody, it became this huge thing.
Yeah.
Where people started offering you a lot of money to go and show up to places and do all this stuff. Wouldn't you take advantage of that? Because I sure as hell would take advantage of that. I'd be like, you want me to where? Show up where? Heck yeah. Like, oh no, please don't look at my sex tape. Like, bitch, that would be in my Instagram bio. Like, check it out. Like, I don't get it. Like, people are so, like, mad. And, like, are you mad because it's not you living that life? Or, like, what? Because, I mean, I feel like they did what any person would do. Like, if that were to happen and you become a millionaire because of it, like, wouldn't you, like, try to milk it for everything it's worth? Like, I would.
Yeah. I would edit the video and put, like, sponsors in there. Like, commercial breaks.
Right at the climax, it's like, have you ever? And it's like, what? There's an ad?
Changing positions and it goes to a commercial.
Just redo the tape, make it a full production.
Yes, pretty much.
But, like, honestly, like, I just, sometimes when people are, like, so, I'm like, you're just a hater. Like, I understand, like, maybe they shouldn't be as popular, but, like, that's just American culture. American culture, it is what it is, and, like, they're doing what any other, like, Chris took advantage, full advantage of what any, like, buddy who wants to be in that limelight, because I guess there are people that are like, I just want to be poor my whole life, like, I'm so happy, like, okay, sure, okay, but, like, anybody who is wanting that lifestyle would 100% take advantage if that were to happen.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, like, people are just mad because of how she got famous. Like, she didn't, like, just, like, work up through the ranks kind of a thing, but she does work hard, like, now that she gained that fame.
Mm-hmm. That's true. She didn't just, let that be her, like, a one-hit wonder. She has a lot of
It just, like, gave her the boost that she needed.
Yeah. Even though she was already up in that, like, circle, but...
Yeah. Yeah, because she was hanging out with Paris Hilton, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was, like, organizing her closet or something like that. But that's how she got her start, was, like, organizing celebrities' closets.
That's kind of interesting, though. Like, that'd be kind of fun.
Right? Well, then I look at their, like, assistants, and I'm like, how do you become an assistant to, like, a famous person? I've actually looked it up.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no, like, I mean, I'm sure they go through maybe, like, an agency, like, or they have do assistants have managers? Like, that would be kind of weird. That'd be kind of pointless, I feel like.
Probably a company, I would think.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, celebrities go to this, and the company kind of, like, screens it and makes sure that, anyways, I feel like that's really cool, like,
that is cool. That'd be a cool job.
And then you know everything because you're there, you know?
Yeah. That'd be cool because it's, like, that's all I really care about. I just want to see, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no desire to, like, go and spill it. I just want to know.
Yeah. Me being nosy, it's, like, I'm happy with just me knowing. I don't
care. Yeah, yeah.
I just want to know. Because if I knew their assistant, I'd be like, tell me. So...
So you get in on, like, other celebrities' assistants so you can learn, like, the whole Hollywood gossip, right?
We go to dinner every Tuesday and we just make gossip, like, okay, what happened this weekend?
This is what my... did you know to do?
Yeah. No, I think it's the whole family, including assistants, friends, like, that whole network is just... it's just one of a kind. I don't know. I feel like any other family after this, like, so maybe once the Kardashians, like, if they ever do just, like, die down and just don't become relevant, any other family that, like, either gets its own show or becomes, like, this type of, like, you know, whatever, will always be compared to the Kardashians.
Oh, like, for sure.
Like, they've set the, like, tone for celebrity families.
Mm-hmm. Because there have been other families that have tried. Like, there's, like, what Chrisley Knows Best, and I know there's others. I just don't know the names.
Oh, was it the Vanderbilts? They
have, like, a restaurant. I think so, yeah. And, like, they're okay, but they're not as good.
Oh, my God, I love Chrisley Knows Best, though. That she freaking cracks me up. My favorite accent in the whole entire world is a Georgian accent. I love it. There was this girl my freshman year in my speech class of college, and the second she opened her mouth, because you know how they're like, say something about yourself, whatever.
Yeah.
The second she opened her mouth to say something, I instantly knew she was from Georgia. And then she's like, I'm from Georgia. And I was like, because her accent was just like, oh my God, I can listen to her talk all day. It is so, not like nasally, but like, just like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's my favorite. Sometimes watching that show, purely just to hear Chris Lee talk and like his family talk, it's just so funny. Savannah, like all of them is just so funny to me.
She goes, daddy, daddy.
Oh, it's so funny. And his mom, he's like, mama. Yeah.
They're just wild.
That is so funny. Oh, so man. Good. Yeah, so that kind of is. No, it's honestly, like, interesting how they can keep staying, like, relevant, though, too.
Yeah, true.
Like, you have, like, celebrities that come in and out of the spotlight and stuff, but, like, it is pretty interesting how they can constantly stay. Did you just hop up on my chair? Oh my God, he just hopped up from the floor to the tallest part. I thought it was my cat for a second. What the heck is wrong with you? Are you okay? What happened?
Like, what?
He just jumped, like, from the floor, like, not, like, onto the seat and then up to the top. He just jumped to the top of the chair. And now he's
not, like, a super tiny dog. He laid down on the top.
Oh. He's just laying there. I don't understand this dog. I don't understand this dog. I truly don't get it. He's like a goat. He's like a mountain goat.
He's like a goat. Those tree climbing goats. Okay, who's your favorite Kardashian's kid?
Oh, that's a good question. So many to pick from. I think my favorite.
Wait, let's list them off. There's Mason, Penelope,
Rain,
North,
Chicago, Saint, Psalms.
Oh yeah, Psalms.
And Dream, Stormy, and True.
Dang, that's a lot.
I think so. It's not going to be one of Courtney's kids, just because I don't know, just not. I want to say I like the relationship of Chloe and True. Very, like, it's just really cute to see them. Like, I think Chloe, because she wanted to be a mom for so long, I think she is a great mom.
Yeah.
I think that she does a lot of things. I mean, I think they all are good moms. I think they all do the best things for their kids, like whatever they see is best for their kids. But I think it's something special about Chloe and True. Like, their relationship is just really cute. But also, I do like seeing Stormy. I think Stormy has a very fun personality. Like, watching the, like, YouTube video of her at her dad's concert, and then like just watching Kylie's YouTube channel and like the videos that Storm's on. Like, she has a very fun, like, silly personality. Like, she's even though her mom is, like, literally one of the richest people that we, like, like, in pop culture, she's very, like, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Which I feel like maybe because they're older, like, North, I feel like, knows her status a little bit more.
Yeah, she's super sexy.
So I feel like she would be that kid that's like, do you know who my mom is? Like, do you know who my dad is? You know? And I'm like, shut up, little girl. Like, go sit down, you know? Whereas I feel like maybe because she's younger, maybe I'm just like, I like the age of Stormy or True because they're just younger, so they haven't hit that, like, realization of, like, who they are yet.
Yeah. I don't guess I haven't watched a lot of the newest episodes with a bunch of kids.
Because I've barely even seen episodes with North in them. But the kids aren't really, are her kids like in them a lot? Kim's?
I mean, kind of. They're not like, they're, I don't think they will ever be like the focal point of anything. But like, anytime that the girls do something about the, like with the kids, or like for the kids are usually in it. I feel like I don't see a lot of, like you don't really see a lot of Dream, but that's because you don't see a lot of Rob.
And then, yeah, true.
But I feel like all the other ones, even like Courtney's, like you do see them. It's just like not
like a focal point.
Like sporadic, like you'll see them like in the background or like,
yeah. I will have to say, I am so happy for Chloe for finally having a baby.
I know.
That made me so happy when she was finally able to get pregnant and have one. Because I know how much she like really wanted one and tried.
Yeah, it was, it did make me happy. It honestly though, like, I liked her relationship with Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that they had a falling out and it was for the best or whatever.
Heartbreaking.
I think that out of all the sisters, I feel like Chloe loves the hardest.
Yeah.
Like, I think she really puts, I mean, I'm not doubting any of their love for their kids or each other or whatever, but like, I think Chloe just loves really hard. And I love the fact that like in those episodes when she was married to Lamar, she was like, he's my family. Like, I'm married to him. Like, I'm gonna, you know.
Yeah.
I don't remember what episode it was, but they were basically giving her shit about, like, always being with Lamar, wanting to go see Lamar. And she's like, he's my husband. Like, I don't know what you need to do. Like, like, that's my family, too. And I think at that point, I was like, yeah. Because I feel like when you do get married, like, yes, your family is still your family. But, like, you have a new family. Like, you created your own little family. And I think she took that very serious. Like, her and Lamar were a little family, and she was putting that above, like, you know, her sisters and cause drama or whatever. But like, I really liked that she was like,
kind of have to do that.
Yeah,
you have to break away a little bit and create your own.
But I can see how that might be harder in their type of family, because
true,
it's like they have like, they're like business partners. They're like partners, sisters, co-stars, like It's interesting, just like that whole dynamic. I think people who hate on the Kardashians, either they don't care enough to actually learn, or not even learn, but like they don't care enough to actually like kind of dissect it, the family, a little deeper, or just because other people hate on them, they're like, oh yeah, the Kardashians are so lame. Like, they're so,
like, the thing to do is to hate on them.
Yeah, and it's like, well, if you really look, like, they value family.
Yeah.
Which is something I value. Might be a little different, but like, no value family. And I think that like, they don't do anything different than what a normal family would do. It's just they add on a bunch of millions of dollars and a production crew. Whereas my family, we don't have $1 million, nor do we have a TV show. So like, but I feel a lot of the things are very, like, what are you doing for Christmas? They have this huge Christmas thing. So do we at my house. Like, we have.
Yeah.
Like, where is Christmas being held here? You know, like, it's a normal, they do normal family things. It's just elevated because they all have money and it's on TV.
Yeah. My favorite episodes were always when they would go on their huge family vacations.
Yeah.
I loved those. Because it's like, I want to do that. My whole family just flies somewhere, like, really nice.
I mean, I'm a huge vacation with your family person. I actually think I only exclusively vacation with my family because my grandma has 4 kids, and out of those 4 kids, there's 8 grandkids and 2 great-grandkids, but, like, we don't really vacation without each other. Like, cruises, camping, like, everything we do is always, like, either the entire family or, like, little groups within the family, but I pretty much only go on vacations with my family. So I love seeing that. When we get all rich, we're going to go to Bora Bora together. Like, that's not going to happen. But, like, you know, it's very, like, to me, it's, like, super, like, relatable, even though I'm significantly poor compared to them.
It's like, let's get diamond earrings and lose them in the ocean.
I'll get, like, the fake diamonds from Claire's.
Just so you can say it. Just so you guys can see.
So we can post that, like, video. Must be different earrings in the
Candace, there are people dying.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah, some of the stuff, some of their drama, I'm just kind of like, only rich people, only the Kardashians can cry about that. Like, I can't.
That's true. And we have to quickly mention the devil behind it all, Miss Kris Jenner.
I mean,
it's God bless her, you know?
I have so much respect for that woman.
Really, truly, yes.
Like, people can, like, say what they want, like, oh, she, like, sells her family out or whatever, but, like...
Why not? She made them.
Exactly. No. Nice. You can totally sell your kids out because you made them. You brought them into this world, so you can pretty much dictate their whole life. No, but I think, like, if they didn't like the outcome of what happened, I feel like then the show wouldn't be a show. But they saw... Yeah. They saw the opportunity that she took advantage of. And it's because, like, if they didn't want this to happen, then the show wouldn't have happened.
True.
People always blame her, like, oh, but she, and it's like, they're grown ass women. And if they just wanted to not, you know, if from the very beginning, if they didn't like what was happening, they could have just stopped it at the first season and then it wouldn't be a thing. But they liked what was happening, so they kept doing it. So, like, yeah, she's just the one that took the leap of faith and made it kind of happen.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not just her to blame for
it. Yeah, if they didn't want to keep making millions of dollars, then they could stop anytime.
Seriously. No. She's, like, the definition of, like, a momager, like, hardcore.
Does she have a book? She should really write a book on how she did it all.
Honestly, I wonder if, like, a tell-all, like, Kris Jenner. Yeah.
I would read that.
I would, too. I would buy it.
Yeah. That'd be good. How to invest in your family. But speaking of boss ass bitches, should you tell them about our boss ass bitch this week?
Yes. So this week's boss ass bitch is Miss Natalie.
I want to make her my new best friend.
Natalie is like, so I had the privilege of knowing Natalie for like a super long time, like really long time, and she lived in my neighborhood growing up, and we were pretty much friends all throughout middle school, all throughout high school, and actually, I would consider probably like one of my best friends. And like, we went to Europe together. She is one of the most like determined people. Mm. Like when you talk about determination, it's like, okay, someone who never gives up, someone who always is like persistent, someone who always is like, you know, trying to be better and better and better. And like, that is Natalie. Like, even in high school, even in middle school, like, she's someone who is always trying and trying to be better than, you know, like, who she was or, you know, her past or whatever. Especially especially in high school, like, homegirl was, like, she was doing the thing, like, she was killing it. And that's one thing that I've always, like, admired about Natalie is, like, she's not for millions of dollars like the Kardashians, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And given her circumstances, like her home circumstances, like she didn't let that be a factor in whether she was going to be successful or not. Like everyone has their starting point, and she just used that as like that, her starting point. That wasn't going to be her ending point. And she pretty much launched herself into where she is now because of her determination and because of her work ethic. Cause she is like one of the hardest working people that I know. And so like she went to UT, which is like a really good, probably one of the best public universities that we have here in Texas. And she went, and honestly, like our high school is not the high school that like is like college prep, like, you know, you know, it's not that high school. When you think of like rich Texas high schools, Southwest is not one of them. Sorry. But a lot of people who go to UT from our high school, they might graduate. But she, not only did she like graduate, she like exceeded like above expectation. So not, like, it's almost like if she says it, she's gonna do it, and you can pretty much count on her doing it. And that's with anything. Like, we were in student council together. If she said she was gonna do something, she did it. She said she was gonna go to UT, she did it. She said she was gonna graduate engineering, she did it. She said she was gonna get a job at Lockheed Martin, she did it. So, like, it's almost like you can count on her to do it because she said she's gonna do it, because that's just the person she is.
That's incredible. She's so inspiring.
She really is.
All the way around.
It's, like, really cool to know her, you know. I feel like, successful just, like, being her friend. But, like, she is, and also, too, like, she's a fun person. So, like, it may sound like, oh, my God, she's just, like, all work, like, no play. Like, no, she actually is a really fun person. Like, when you, like, if you have a conversation with her, you can be silly with her, you can be goofy with her. But, like, when it's time to talk about, you know, serious things or, like, business, she's ready to, you know, switch gears. Yeah.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're so honored to have her as a boss ass bitch, and we cannot wait to see how far she keeps going.
So that's the end of this week's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed listening to us chit chat about the famous Kardashian gang.
Listening to us keep up with the Kardashians.
If you guys have any comments, questions, concerns, anything like that, just, you know, head over to our Instagram and let us know, like, who's your favorite Kardashian? What's your favorite Kardashian drama? Like, we like it. We want to know it all. At this point, I'm so invested in this family. Like, you could probably tell me about, like, anything Kardashian. I'd be like, oh, really?
Yeah. It's been like 10 plus years, right, of them on air.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having, like, as long as you've had a dog, you know, like, dogs live on the day. They're part of our family.
They honestly are. I feel like even if you don't want them to be a part of your life, like, they're a part of your life, so just deal with it.
Yeah. They're like those crazy aunts that are just, like, rich and just do their own thing.
You only know from, like, stories. Like, you've never met them, but you just know you have a rich, crazy aunt. Yeah, that's...
yeah.
So if this episode made you laugh or smile, don't forget to show us some love and share us with your friends and family. If you want to help us out a little more, you can find a link to our listener support on our Instagram page. Podcasting is free, but running our brand isn't. So anything that helps us continue putting out amazing content for you would be greatly appreciated.
And you can always follow us on IG at Welp Retried, Welp with an H, to stay up to date on future episodes and just anything, like, else that we have going on. If there's something you really want to hear us chat about, then slide into our DMs or just leave a comment under any post and we'll see what we can do. Again, all the opinions in our podcast are just that, opinions. So if they match with yours, that's awesome. But if not,
well, we tried.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.